Blog Talk Radio.
Those of the host and or guests, and not necessarily those of AMC Press and Company's affiliates and sponsors. Language and content may be found inappropriate for minors. Therefore, listener discretion is advised.
On that note, it's time to remember the amazing female comedian known as Joan Rivers. Which means we've wanted to do an episode remembering her with her passing. However, just waited until perfect time, until timing was right to have a proper episode in memoriam to her.
The funny thing is that she was one of the things that she was among many things of being a fantastic woman. She was the most controversial comedian you could never have, you know. And not only that, but also, who better than to have as a mentor than Johnny Carson?
Oh, yeah.
The mayor, you know, she took over for Johnny Carson, and it became The Late Show with Joan Rivers, okay? You know, after she hosted The Tonight Show for God knows how long. But her main things of, her main topics were about women. And how,
oh yeah,
you know, we don't get enough of stuff, subjects like self-depression, everyday life, sex, current events, celebrity obsession. The documentary Joan Rivers, A Piece of Work, and her other stand-up, go watch them. They're hilarious. I mean, this is a woman. This is a woman whose influences range from Don Rickles, back over to Lenny Bruce, Sophia Tucker, Pearl Williams, Zsa Gabor, Bob Newhart, Woody Allen, and influenced Margaret Cho, Kathy Griffin, Amy Schumer, Chelsea Handler, Roseanne Barr, and Sarah Silverman.
And so just many more.
And then just to name a few.
So many more. Yeah. So when it comes down to it. And then there's those who've enjoyed her work. If it cannot be from her podcast, In Bed with Jones, or Don't Fashion Please, there's always something to see her on. And where she was, she never apologized, and that's the woman I just say.
She never apologized, but the thing with Rivers was that you got what you got, you know. And in the clips we're going to play tonight, that's going to demonstrate that. It was, her comedic style was often too criticized as being too truthful, yet too personal, yet too gossipy, yet often very abrasive. And telling it like it is.
I believe we have one clip we should play that could really set the tone for tonight, for our show.
Okay, the way the styles are today, I'm glad I'm married, because if I was single, I could never get married looking like this, you know? And I feel sorry for any single girl today. The styles and the whole society is not the single girl, you know that. Single men, yes. A man, he's single, he's so lucky. A boy on a date, all he has to be is clean and able to pick up the check, he's a winner, you know that. Or a man can call up anybody in the whole world, you know that? Hello, I saw your name in the locker room, I thought I'd give you a quick call. A girl can't call. Girl, you have to wait for the phone to ring, right? And when you finally go on the date, the girl has to be well-dressed. The face has to look nice. The hair has to be in shape. The girl has to be the one that's bright and pretty, intelligent, a good sport. Howard Johnson's again. Hooray, hooray. Excuse me. A girl, you're 30 years old. You're not married. You're an old maid. A man, he's 90 years old. He's not married. He's a catch. It's a whole different thing.
And that's...
We have an extra man. Bring him along. He's 98. Bring him. He's dead. Bring him. We'll prop him. Just bring him. We'll say he's quiet. I know what I'm speaking about, because my mother had two of us at home that weren't, as the expression goes, moving. And I... Don't ask. And I'm from a little town called Larchmont, where if you're not married, if you're a girl, and you're over 21, you're better off dead. It's that simple, you know? And I was the last girl in Larchmont. Do you know how that feels? Sitting around my mother's house, 21, 22, 24, having a good time, living, eating candy bars, enjoying myself, but single. And the neighbors would come over and they'd say to my mother, how's Joan? Still not married? And my mother would say, if she were alive. You know how that hurts? When you're sitting right there? When I was 21, my mother said, only a doctor for you. When I was 22, she said, all right, a lawyer, CPA. 24, she said, we'll grab a dentist. 26, she said, anything. He could make it to the door. He was mine, you know? What do you mean you don't like him? He's intelligent. He found the bell himself. What do you want? Anybody that came to my house was it. Oh, Joan, there's the most attractive young man down here with a mask and a gun. Anything that Joan...
No, I mean, the thing is, you know, she had, like many comedians have, right? She had the winning perspective. Okay.
Oh,
she
yeah.
was the person, okay, who basically said, I'm not going to take this lying down. I'm not going to lying down.
Right.
You know, I think the funniest bit is that if you're from Larchmont, okay, I grew up in New York, but, you know, roots are from London, so, yeah, I can relate. Because if you're a girl in Larchmont and you're Jewish, well, two things. One, you have to be married by your 20, and two, you have to be, you know, the prim and proper kind. But Joan was far from that. You know, publicly, privately, that's another story. Because, you know, publicly, you had to have this kind of you had to have the brash, you know, the brashness of it. You know, she was a Jewess, or a Jew. So, you know, the fact that, like, Woody Allen was a writer, he was a stand-up comic. And he would express on everything. His most famous essay is called The... Well, anyway, it's about a magician named Kugelmos. And Kugelmos picks up this old Nebuchadnezzar professor from City College. And he says, I'm going to make all your wishes come true. And the professor says, yeah, right. I bet you, you know, I'm going to, can you make a love affair within the books? And so, Gilgamesh basically says, yes, I can do that. What's your favorite novel? War and Peace. Holy shit. And so the entire essay is about this professor getting stuck in War and Peace. Oh, God, that's hilarious. Which I was absolutely crying, weeping when I heard it and read it, and just was like, oh my god, this is hilarious. But that's the type of stuff that Joan wouldn't do. But that's the type of stuff that Woody Allen would do because he's a humor writer, right? No, Joan, besides of all the stuff, you know, she was married to a merchandise manager. The marriage lasted 6 months, and then
he passed away.
Then he committed suicide.
Okay.
But the fact that it was, you know, that was it. But yet she was throughout her life, she was a great philanthropist from her causes, including HIV, AIDS,
GLAD.
GLAD.
Any hope, anything that has to do with
the homeless.
Yeah.
You know, additionally, she served as the honorary director for the American Foundation of Suicide Prevention. She also supported Guide Dogs for the Blind, Rosie's Theatre Kids, Habitat for Humanity, and the Boy Scouts of America. You can't really complain.
No.
I mean, for as much as she pissed everybody off,
She did more.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the thing is that you have, in this life, right, if you're a comedian or you live through pain and you're very funny, right, you know how only you can access that, you know.
Right.
we can be self-deprecating all we want on the show. Does that mean we have awful lives? No!
No! Far
no.
from it.
No, far from it. It's the same with, Mrs. Rivers, or Miss Rivers. This is a person who was just totally awesome. I mean, she had this monologue in which Cosby, Bill Cosby, right, described her as an intelligent girl without being a weirdo and looking like a human being, not a kook, which totally describes Joan because, well, she wasn't a kook. She talked about it like it was, and not only did she talk about it, but she let you know how it was.
Right.
You know, for somebody to influence Elaine May, okay, who's the better half of Elaine May and Mike Nichols, otherwise known as Nichols and May, and to be in, you know, that company.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go anything wrong. You can't do anything
right.
wrong. Only you can only go up from that.
Right.
You know. You can't go down. That's my point.
Right.
But yet, the funny thing about it is, now it was, now it,
we do have one of her monologues.
You do have
1984.
Yeah. Why don't we play that?
Which
because
is,
now I'm rambling,
yeah.
and it I doesn't
look. I am celebrating because we had a neighbor who I couldn't stand, and she moved out. Thank God today. The woman who has had a neighbor you really despise. I mean, the woman is just like. Have you ever had a woman I can just go, oh, I can't stand you. You know, and they were filthy pigs. You know what I'm telling you? I would bring out the garbage. She would run out with a spoon. I mean, the whole thing was like, you've heard of kidney-shaped pools. Hers function. And the husband would mow the lawn in an undershirt. I mean, it's Beverly Hills, and this idiot would come out with the undershirt. And finally said, schlop, sir, go back and put on shorts. I mean, it was and they moved out, and in has moved a woman who I haven't met yet, but there's big bucks, you know what I'm telling you? Oh, which I like. No, I like that already, because you think, you know, it's going to be like, they put in already a jacuzzi with a dock. I am, her car, on her car, the saint on her dashboard is Roger Moore. I mean, I am, yes, the jockey on her front lawn was Gary Chase, and he was just standing there. The woman, oh, wait, has a Rolls and a Royce. Is that rich? And what I love is because if they're rich, that means they have servants, which means I can go over and say, Joe is doing the cars, and Joe, can I borrow a little something? Because I don't cook. Tough. Too bad. I do not cook. I hate to cook. Cooking is boring and it is stupid. Flies come to my kitchen. They have to brown bag it. I have no. The last time my husband had a hot meal, the house was on fire. You know what? Because cooking is stupid and cleaning. Can we talk about cleaning? I hate this thing. And do you clean your house? No, I'm so glad. Do you have a house? Yeah, well, you're like an idiot. I don't clean my house because I have an apartment. Huh? My kitchen is so dirty, my mice wear spikes. I mean, yes, you want the floor to shine? I have to wax the roaches. I don't, you know why? Because not one woman was ever made love to because we kept the house clean. See, these are all lies that our mother, what's your name? Judy, your mother told you a man is looking for a woman that should cook and clean. I am telling you these are lies, my darlings. Absolutely. Not one woman here was ever made love to because you did the linoleum. Oh, the floor's immaculate. Lie down, you hot tramp. It never happened. Never. Never. clean anymore because I'm getting a little old. You can't see that, can you, Judy? Oh, thank you. Oh, I had my. How old are you? 27. Me too. And yet. Oh, shut up! Pollution did this. No, I had a hot flash yesterday so bad it melted my IUD. I'm at the age. Now, I have liver spots. Yesterday, my dog tried to eat my hand. A friend of mine said to me, get porcelana, right? So I went and I bought like this big jar of porcelana to put on my hands by mistake. I touched my chest. My boob disappeared. Today, which is January 20th, is my daughter Melissa's birthday. I just thought you should all know. And I remember so clearly the day she was born because it broke up my wedding reception. And, no, my daughter is 15 years old, and it gets you. Are you married? How many kids? Six! Oh, God! One by one or a litter? Did you go to the hospital all six times? Did you? Why bother? The last four times you can do it yourself. You put down newspapers. You go, oh, you wouldn't like to have a litter? It's fabulous. Have all your kids at once. Put down newspapers. Go, keep the ones you like. Sell off the runs. Oh, absolutely. But all right, so how old are your kids? What do you call it? Real old? 108. 38 down, you look very good. So how old's your youngest? Oh, this is your kid. Oh, I thought you had a young lover like Mary Tyler Moore. Oh, okay. Oh, grow up. That's the style these days. No, because my kid is 15, which kills me, because now she's bigger than my bust size. And I had, you know why you had six kids? You probably had, what's your name? Mary, jump. Mary, you know why you had six kids? You probably had easy birth. Did you have easy birth? Yes, see, that's. I had a very bad delivery, Mary. I carried. Did you carry big or small? How big? How big, Mary? I carried so big when my water broke, there were fish in it. Okay, Mary, what about you? All right. When my water broke, it showed up on the weather report. Now, what about you? No. And now it's killing me. Melissa's 15 years old, and I figured today we better talk about the facts of life, don't you think? Because if those, did any of you see Dr. Ruth Westheimer last night? Yeah, she said, she should discuss facts of life. So I was talking to Melissa today. I said, ask me anything you want to know, you know? So she said to me, what should I do when a guy gets fresh? I said, send him to me. But no, that, and she asked me, which was a killer question, she asked me how old I was when I was no longer a virgin. And I said, what do you mean no longer? But, my sex life? Are you kidding? My sex life? When I was pregnant, I have no sex appeal. When I got pregnant, the rabbit died out of shock. Let me tell you. Oh, please. A peeping Tom looked at me and threw me a bathrobe. I have no sex life. And you know what? Can we talk about this? Can we talk for a second? Let me tell you why, okay? I have no sex life because my mother never told me the facts of life. Did you tell your kids the facts of life, Mary? Aren't you very smart? My mother told me nothing. I asked her, where am I from? She gave me a fake address in Cleveland. I know nothing. My wedding night, she said, bring along something black and sexy. I took Diana Ross. I know nothing. Nothing. My wedding night, I knew nothing. My husband said to me, I'm going to blow in your ear. I went, ugh, no, use a Kleenex. But give you our flowers? Would you like the flowers because I talk to you so much? Let me give you the flowers. Okay, wait. You like cigarettes? There you go. I'm going to give her the cigarettes. I'll keep the box. I know it's John. Boy, they're so bitchy around here. Okay. Monday and say, Mary could have had the box. You know that. We'll get you a better box, Mary. Trust me. Meanwhile, tonight, yeah, have a shoe, Mary. To her and all kinds of things. That's wonderful. Wonderful. And she looks good.
She really does.
Yeah.
But you stopped my heart. I mean, you can give away a lot of things around her, but to give away his cigarette box.
I was stupid. I was stupid.
No,
would you ever have the lighter, Mary?
That was great.
I mean, the funny thing is that with Joan, you could almost literally bounce everything off of her. She was that malleable.
Right.
Not malleable in the sense of being malleable as a woman, malleable as a comedian. You know, just like Sarah Stiller with her...
What she called her husband. But anyway.
I'm not.
She called her husband something else. But yet, the funny thing is that every comedian has pet sort of.
Right.
Sort of things, you know. And the thing about Phyllis was that she had all that crazy hair, right? But yeah, she called her husband, Thor, it was Thor. I keep remembering Thor. But, the funny thing is that she has, the most famous unforgettable joke comes from the Aristocrats, right? And so the joke goes, the infamous joke, turned down the way, right, is a long-standing transgressive joke, which is, every comedian knows it, okay, which is, the joke involves a person pitching an actor or talent agency, and the first typical line is, a man walks into a talent office and then describes the act.
From this point on, not including the punchline, the teller's joke is accented out of them the most shocking act they can imagine possible. Well,
right.
Joan did that. Joan
of
did
Of course.
That. You know, and it was every comedian under the sun.
Right.
But yet, the funniest thing about this joke, and the joke ends, and so then the agent shocked and often impressed, starts asking, and what do you call the act? And the punchline of the joke is given, The Aristocrats. Okay, sorry. Often the elements of the most shocking, which would include group sex, graphic violence, defecation, coprophilia, necrophilia, bestiality, and sexual child abuse.
Among other things, I'm sure.
You know, and to say, what do you call this act? The Aristocrats. Because aristocrats can get away with almost anything. You know. But it was
right. Kind
of taboo. Being a girl from Larchmont, you're always humble. You have the biggest personality in the world. Right? But in Joan's case, she had the biggest personality in the world, but she was also the best humanitarian.
Makes sense.
And so it sort of teaches me, right, that off the show I'm a playwright, right? So I can write the most foul, obscene shit and get away with it and be a nice human being. I think that works. You know?
Right.
I think that works. The 50 best jokes that she has ever said, you know, my best birth control is now, so I'll just leave the lights on. The first time I saw a dog smiling, I'll consider it. I was born in 1962, and the room next to me was 1963. My vagina is like New York. Men know it's there, but they don't want to visit it. I hate housework. You make your beds, you do the dishes, and 6 months later, you'll have to start it over again. My earliest childhood memory was watching parents loosen the wheels on my stroller. Don't talk to me about Valentine's Day. At my age, an affair of the heart is a bypass. Ballsy woman.
Yes.
You know it's time to start using mouthwash when your dentist leaves the room and sends in the canary.
That's a great one.
Princess Diane and the Queen were driving down the lane when their car was forced off the road by masked thieves. Out of the car and hand over your jewels. After the thieves robbed them, they steal their car and began putting her earrings on and necklace and rings back out. Wherever did you hide those? Demanded the Queen. Where do you think? Asked Diana. Pity Margaret wasn't here, said the Queen. We could have saved the Bentley.
Oh, God, that's hilarious.
Stevie Wonder, that whole son of a bitch. Who's going to tell him that he's wearing a macrame plant as a holder for his head? When the rabbi said, do you take this man? 14 guys said, she has. My husband bought the horseback riding story, thank God. Lindsay Lohan said she wouldn't be minding wouldn't mind being under oath because she thought the oath was a Norwegian scheme to stop her.
That's interesting.
Oh, finally, I finally found out how priests get holy water. They boil the hell out of it. Which I find funny. I was dating a transvestite, and my mother said to marry him. You're double your wardrobe.
It's like you can't do something that does not get old.
Yeah, right. I got a waterbed. My husband stocked it out with trout. on the Vanna White, you can only eat what you spell.
I believe you have another monologue that you own.
Oh, yes. And the funny just keeps coming, doesn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Christina Onassis. We'll talk later. Bow wow. And it's so nice to get a welcome like this. I just flew back from New York, and I'm exhausted, and it's nice because you got, energy from the audience, which is very nice news. I flew into New York. My friend the tramp, Heidi Abramowitz, finally got married. Oh, isn't that... to see a tramp married, thank goodness. She was poster girl for herpes. I mean, we never thought... And she's married now. Isn't that nice? The only thing... It was a gorgeous wedding. The only bad thing is the bride on the cake was bow-legged. But otherwise, this girl was a tramp. I mean, crazy glue could not keep her knees together. And she got, a tramp! A tramp! When she bought a car, she thought the front seat was optional. This woman was a, and the men like, because men, that's what men like. Because you're a single girl, too, right? Yeah, I'm telling you, you're virtuous. I spit on virtue. All that counts is sex appeal, am I right? Oh, look how quiet the room suddenly got. Oh, please. Oh, that's why I have no sex appeal, which kills me. The only way I can ever hear heavy breathing from my husband's side of the bed is when he's having an asthma attack. Oh, you don't know. Last night I said to my husband, what's your favorite sexual position? He said, next door. I have tried everything, because when I'm married now, 14 years, I mean, at that point, you have to, think of things to do. I bought the book, The Joy of Sex, okay? And I got, did you read that chapter 11, where you wrap yourself up totally in saran wrap? And And I lay down the dining room table, and my husband came home, he said, leftovers again. Because you know what it is? We're not well suited for each other. They say opposites attract. If that was so, I would be married to Dolly Parton. But they have no bazooms. You have good body here. Oh, yes, look at you. Always in the front row. Look at your... You have knockers. I have doorbells. I am so... I have no bazooms. You know what it's like to stand up in front of your husband naked and say, what does this remind you of? And he said, pancakes for breakfast. Can we talk? Let me tell you something. The reason I have nothing happening up here, and the way I'm glad, is because I'm getting older. At least nothing's there to drop. Because, you don't know what it's like to get older. Do you know what it's like to go in the morning to take off a facial mask and realize you're not wearing one? Oh, you don't know. For my last birthday, my daughter bought me Cycle 3. I mean, it is so depressing. You know what it's like to get older? No, you don't know. Do you know what it's like to have a hot flash go bad and set your dress on fire? And And that's why, thank goodness I'm married. Because if I had your figure, I would have stayed single. Except you want to know something? Can we talk? I wouldn't want to be that terrific looking. Let me tell you something, because I think God divides. I think if he really makes you gorgeous with everything going on with the bazoomies and the hair, he makes you stupid. I truly believe this. The most beautiful woman in the world now is Bo Derek. Oh, come on. Not the Bo. Oh, please. She is not too bright, Bo. She forgot her twin sister's birthday. I mean, oh, you don't know. I said to her, what's the capital of California? She said, C. I mean, Bo Derek is, can we talk? She is plain stupid. She turned down the Helen Keller story. She couldn't remember the lines. Stupid. We were walking through NBC. We saw a sign that said wet floor. She did. I guess it's going to be a terrific show. What a nice audience you are, by the way. Terrific show. We have William Shatner on, we have Peter Allen on, and we have Joan Embry. So please stay tuned after these words of advice or interest or messages. Thank you.
That was great.
But I think the funniest thing about her comedy is that she's so fucking raunchy. Yet she learned it from the best. She learned it from the best.
Her spin, and no one can deny.
You can't, like, if you grew up, like, my comedy influences are Monty Python, Eddie Izzard, Lenny Bruce, George Carlin, Woody Allen, Moss Hart. The one that'll probably make me cry the most. I mean, I listen to a lot of stand-up comedians, but the one that will make me cry the most is Joan. I mean, I love female comedians. I love them because, well,
they've done so much for women.
They do so
too.
Much for us. They do so much for men.
And women can't find women out. let's not forget about that.
No, but the thing she said, if you didn't invite, like, if you woke up one morning, right, and your boyfriend or significant other Allison went up and said, basically, hello, dear. And you said, do my bazoombas look good? And he said, you flat pancakes? You're fucking in trouble.
You know, you're in trouble at that point.
So,
It's like women, the female comics, and anyone in entertainment were inspired by Joan, inspired by her, all her tactics that she, all of everything she has done. Not to mention, she had her own talk show. She helped occasionally host The Tonight Show. She was very big with that.
Oh, yeah.
She's on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Oh, yeah. She did it all. She did it all.
And that's, in my eyes, no one can replace Joan, but no one could ever take away what she is done for women either. Like, oh yeah, it's like you're already doing so much. And now we're just waiting for the next.
I mean, or take your pick. But I think almost everybody, you don't have to name, you can't go a foot without saying who are you influenced by. If you say female comedian, they're going to say Jane Withers.
Oh, yeah. And every female comedian was inspired by Joan to say, okay, we're going to be ballsy. We're not going to stand for things going on. Far from it. I believe we have one more clip. Please.
Yes.
We do.
We went to such expense and such care to do this.
There's one little mistake.
What?
I'm not from Brooklyn.
Oh,
No, I'm from England, as you can tell from my accent. Nothing. Years of money spent for nothing. No, I'm from Brooklyn, but I haven't been back there for a long time. When I left as a little ugly, flat-chested little girl, and here I am, voila, today. An ugly, flat-chested little woman. But, may I throw in a monologue for a second? Can I show you something? Because I was talking a little to the audience before. I am not flat-chested tonight. I usually am flat-chested, but I bought a brassiere today that is so... No. Would you mind, Carolyn? Wait. Voila! Let me tell you, which is very good, because if I fall down, bounce right back up. And it is cool for any of you out there that are flat-chested, and there's many of you. And now let's look at the women. Remember those jokes? But for any of you that are flat-chested out there, this is called the push-up, shove-over bra. It pushes from here, everything. It just push. All the skin has just been moved up. My belly button is right here going up. It makes me feel great, because how many of you know what I'm telling you, but you like to be curvy, you know what I'm telling you? My wedding night was a disaster, because I have 0-0. My husband said, let me help you with the buttons, and I said... I said, I'm naked! Funny to you, high school kids. You don't know. I was 28 before I got married, and desperate. I mean, I was such a dog. To get me down the aisle, they threw a bone. You know what I'm saying? When I got married, thank goodness, I always knock on wood, my mother thrilled. She wore a cheerleading outfit. I mean, just standing there going, hooray for Joan. And my mother-in-law, Edgar's mother, not so thrilled. Well, never said anything to my mother-in-law. Lovely lady. But she wouldn't buy a new dress for the wedding. Does that tell you? Showed up in a half slip and a bra. And, I knew she didn't like me when they wheeled in the wedding cake and she bit the head off the bride. But otherwise, the marriage is great. It's not like it was in the beginning, because you're married, right? How long you married? 20 years. You look very good, 20 years. Oh, did you fix it? Oh, this is California, grow up. They fall and they sniff, you know that. But things changed. Hasn't it changed after 20 years? What's your name?
Artist.
In the beginning, wasn't it better? The little nightgown and the game? You remember? Oh, you remember? Yes. Catch me. Remember? I'm married 9 years. We still play catch me, but we walk, you know. Catch me. Can I catch you tomorrow? Sure. Tomorrow's even better. I'll know in advance. I'll take a bath. What the heck? I'm letting myself go a little bit. You know why? Because I'm a first wife. First wives let themselves... Are you first wife or second wife, artist? First. No. First wives, we were never told what counts. We were never told that men care about looks. We were told men care that you keep the house clean, which is junk. Am I right? Housework is stupid. You make the bed, you do the dishes. 6 months later, you got to start all over again. It's stupid. Second wives don't carry on. They don't dust. Once a month, they go, I mean, the whole world. A second wife, the husband wants a hot meal. She puts a little Bengay on the sandwich. I mean, here, I can tell. Put your rings out. I'll tell you who's the first wife, who's the second wife. First wife? Yes, first wife.
Nope.
Second wife?
Right.
Then you must be on welfare. Second, you animal, where's the ring? No, but you know why? First wives, we don't ask. First wives, we were brought up to be polite. You get a lousy ring, you say thank you. Remember that? Thank you for the crummy ring. Thank you for the cloth coat. That's the first wife. Second wife, what's this? What is it, a joke? What is it, tell the weather? Are you nuts? Is... And the men like them better. Look at the second wife over here, right? Look at this, the blondie here, cute. This is what they like. This is what they like. Shallow. Because you know why? Because first wives were too good. We worry the hair grows gray. Husband has a heart condition. We're upset. We pawn our rings to buy him a pacemaker. Anything, right? Second wife, the husband's got a heart condition. She's walking behind him going, boom! That's the yes. Second time they look for looks. Look at what's sitting here. Adorable with no bra. This is what they love. Carol, I can't help it. It's electric. Because you know what? See, men, listen, you high school kids out there, some of you. Men look for looks. Remember that. Don't waste your time learning to read a book. A friend of mine just remarried a girl, gave her a big ring, and she is stupid. She's walking, but, you know, she's walking around saying, God made me an animal. All I do is sleep and make love. And the men, I said to my husband, big deal, I do the same thing. He said, but she doesn't do it at the same time. Oh, Oris, Oris, I have no sex appeal. I get so, oh, easy for you, you love me. What about my husband? The only reason I have a kid is because he tosses and turns in his sleep.
I think we have enough time for a clip from there, from her way back when she had her TV show, her talk show. Nice way to...
Have you ever gone to one, Vivian?
No, I've never gone to one. I know. Don't say a word. I'll go. I'm going up to this one, as a matter of fact, if I ever get time.
It's supposed to be fantastic.
I know. I'd like to go. I've always thought I would go, but, I don't know. You really think I should, Joan?
No, not... I think for the rest, should I tell you? You know, two
yes.
things. They say the women don't wear any makeup because there are no men around, so what do I care? Someone's going to say, is that a dog? And two, you don't get dressed.
Right.
You wear just robes and turbans. You have to have your hair done. I think a week of that with no man to go and worry about would be heaven.
Oh, really? I'd hate it.
Do you dress for women or for men? No, you dress for men.
Well, a whole week without a man around. But...
Well, you can call out for food.
Huh?
Good for
You know, you said that the in professional, a good professional, have a cost so much because you pay for what you get. But actually, we pay for what you get. What's left there, isn't that true?
Yes.
What's left?
Yes.
And I have to tell you about, we were in the dressing room at the time. Lucy and I were sitting in the dressing room, and that wonderful Jean Arthur came in, and she was going to do a series, so Lucy said, you better take some weight off. So she went to a health farm, and she came in the dressing room, and I said, Jean, how much did they take off, Evie? And she said, $2,000. Did she look better? She looked absolutely marvelous. They did take
yes.
20 pounds off of her in 2 weeks. It was wonderful.
Well, how do you do it?
That was
exercise as well as starving?
No, we don't starve you, really.
At home, you know what I gain? You're making dinner, and you're in there, right? You're nibbling.
Well,
and I feed the baby, and it's in her mouth and in my mouth. You know? This way, when they give it to you and you can't get more, that's why the very rich can stay thin, because someone serves them. You can just say, James, bring me a little, you know. And
I do think, too, for my friends who've gone to health farms, they know how to fix the little bit of food you get. Very, very tasty. Mm-hmm. So that you like it. If you did that at home, you'd think, well, I have to have one slice of protein bread and so and so and so and so. But it's true.
But here,
guys, what do you guys think back?
Well, I mean,
that was with Vivian Vance.
Vivian Vance. I mean, honestly, he's kind of, if there is that, you know, it's sad because, you know, all of has is a record to everything else, you know?
Yeah. And we definitely jam-packed a lot of
Enough of the hour. The entire hour. So, yeah.
It's great that we have these memories. We could look on YouTube and say, wait, let's hear her voice, see her on those shows that we all enjoyed her on. But it also
definitely
hearing her audiobooks, because I'm sure she was the one reading them out.
Oh, she was always the one reading them out. I don't think she would ever let anybody else do that.
Right. I know, but I'm just saying, you never know.
No, you don't, in this day and age.
It can always be narrated by someone else.
Exactly, exactly. I know 2 minutes ago, I guess.
We'll bid everyone
we'll be back next week, I guess.
Yes. On this note, we're off.
On this note, we're off. And good night.
Good night, everybody.
Yes.
Miss you, Joan.